James sat at his new desk, the small cactus Robert gave him sitting in a shaft of light. His phone buzzed on the desk. It was a private number. "This is James," he said, his voice professional. "James, it's Robert. I need the archived files from the 98 acquisition." There was a long, painful pause on the other end. "Robert, I don't work for you anymore. Those files belong to the owners. James, they found the drums at the rim. They're coming for us both." James closed his eyes and leaned back in his chair. He had found those records years ago and stayed silent. "I can't help you break the law again, Robert." "I'm not asking you to break it, James," Robert whispered. "I'm asking you to help me confess to it." James looked at the cactus, realizing Robert was serious. The Radical Honesty Pact had reached the point of no return for them. "If I give them the files, you go to prison, Robert." "I know," Robert said, his voice sounding lighter. But then the lying stops. James felt a weight lift off his own tired shoulders. "I'll bring them to the DA tomorrow. Thank you, James. For everything." James hung up the phone and stared at the server room. He wasn't an accomplice anymore. He was a witness for the truth. Robert sat in the condo and looked at Bella. "It's done," he told the cat, who blinked slowly in response. The empire was officially over. The phone felt heavy in his hand, but his heart felt strangely light.